Okay, tonight's homework is page 296, section review 1 through 5. This is your homework hint, so guys, I hope this helps you. Let's take a look at number 1 first. Number 1's question says, describe how you can measure reaction rates. Now, first of all, you have to remember what a reaction rate is. It's how fast or the speed at which a chemical reaction occurs. So what you can do, take for example, baking soda and vinegar. If you add those two together, then does it happen quickly or does it happen slowly? And to do that, to measure that, you can look at how much product forms or how fast the reactants are used up. Okay, so the answer, how can you measure reactant rates? Watch to see how fast a product forms or how fast a reactant is used up. Okay, take a look at number 2. It says, explain in the general reaction A plus B plus energy yields C, how the following will affect the reaction rate. Okay, and A says increasing the temperature. So how will that increase the reaction rate? And what you can look at is that answer can be found on page 293, where it says temperature affects rate. Okay, page 293, temperature affects rate. All right, that'll give you the answer to A. And then part B, decreasing the reactant concentration. And that answer can also be found on page 293, where it says concentration affects rate. So where it says concentration affects rate. Number 3, describe how catalysts work to speed up chemical reactions. Describe how catalysts work to speed up chemical reactions. And you can find that answer on page 295, towards the top of the page. Okay, it's actually in the second paragraph on page 295. Number 4, explain why a jar of spaghetti sauce can be stored for weeks on the shelf in the market, but must be placed in the refrigerator after it is opened. Okay, and to answer that one, what you need to think about is, what is the catalyst that causes the spaghetti sauce to spoil? And also, what happens when you put it in the refrigerator to the catalyst? What does the refrigerator act as to keep it from spoiling? Think of your vocabulary. All right, number 5, solve one-step equations. A chemical reaction is proceeding at a rate of 2 grams of product every 45 seconds. How long will it take to obtain 5 grams of product? So what you've got to do is you've got to take 5 grams. First, you've got to take 2 grams over 45 seconds. All right. And then you've got to take 50 grams over X. X being the amount of time that you're looking for, and solve for X, okay, and see what you come up with. It should be a number of seconds. All right, should be a big number. Hopefully this helps. Good luck, and use those page numbers to help you, and if you have any questions, ask me in the morning.